South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we're here with chuckling, laughing, smiling Dr. Mark Gutt. Mark has got a periodontal practice over on Miami Beach. It's probably the easiest location to get to on Miami Beach. It's right there when you get off the expressway where the sign says, "Welcome to Miami Beach." It really should say, "Welcome to Mark Gutt's office." He's also got an office up in Aventura and another one down in Key West, which I'm sure he keeps just so that he can continue to party down on Duval Street. Welcome back, Dr. Mark Gutt.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, Mark. Now, we talked about this procedure that you do with the laser stuff and blah, blah, blah. Why'd you get into dentistry?
To help my patients, and specifically to help the stability of the teeth so that people can smile.
So you're all about helping smiles, huh?
That's correct.
All right. Well, listen, why'd you pick the periodontist then? Because, I mean, you got a lot of dentists out there, a lot of cosmetic surgeons, a lot of people that'll fix your dentures. So why did you pick what you do, which is sort of very sophisticated?
It is, because I found that periodontics is the main thing in dentistry that is the foundation of all the teeth. If you have healthy gums, you'll have healthy teeth.
All right, so let's talk about that now. Somebody comes in, they don't have healthy gums. I guess they went to their dentist that does their cleaning and polishing, and they said, "Oh my gosh, when I flossed and picked at your teeth, it bled all over the place. You got to go see somebody about that."
That's correct. They'll come see the periodontist.
So a lot of your business is referrals.
Absolutely.
So then somebody's dentist will say, "Go to you," or your friend, the other
patients that are happy with us, and they just refer everybody here.
Okay, so people have been referred to you. They've got the bleeding gums. They spit out after they brush their teeth. It looks like a disgusting mess in the bowl there. By the way, I get no blood. I've had no blood flossing, brushing for years.
That's right. You're the ideal patient.
All right. I may have cracked them when I was young and nervous, but I'm taking care of them now. So somebody's a candidate. They got blood in the base of there when they're brushing their teeth. They know they've got to see you. What makes this thing that you're doing different? Does it cost more? Does it cost less? What's the story here?
It's similar costs. However, it's a non-invasive approach. And it's the only FDA-cleared treatment to treat gum disease. So, it even has a patented protocol.
So this is a treatment of gum disease.
Correct.
It's not a procedure to get rid of the bad gum.
Correct. We actually, once we remove the diseased tissue, which is inside, and the bacteria, the gums stay as they are, healthy.
Okay, we talked a little bit about the impact on the employer, and this would be a lower cost, lower time out of work situation. But I got to say, one of the other issues is bad breath in the workplace. I know that it sounds kind of funny, but we were talking before about how bad the breath is. And so I'll say it this way, is if your spouse wakes up, brushes their teeth, has their coffee, and still has bad breath, maybe they're a candidate.
Maybe, yes. One of the culprits of bad breath is gum disease. So you need to take care of the gum health to get better health.
Why does a gum disease problem give me bad breath?
Well, the bacteria. There's bad bacteria that enables the disease to promote a bad breath. And not only does gum disease promote bad breath, but it also affects the heart, affects the liver, affects asthma, diabetes.
Hold on. So a lady is thinking about getting pregnant, is spitting this blood out after she does her teeth. This woman should get something done before she gets pregnant because her bad teeth could impact her child?
Actually, there's a 7% higher risk of a preterm low birth weight baby with gum disease in pregnant women.
Well, what are some of the other impacts with some of the other people you were talking about?
Well, diabetics don't heal well, so diabetics have bleeding gums. Heart disease.
Wait, whoa. So somebody with diabetes, this is better for them than the cutting the gum thing?
Absolutely.
Well, with a gazillion Americans having diabetes, this should be like a thing on the diabetes thing.
Absolutely. The endocrinologists and the physicians that treat diabetes should be aware that periodontists are their friend and they can help them.
So my mom with the diabetes, this is a good thing for her. Then she's always talking to me. I gotta go to the foot doctor because he's gonna cut my toenails. So this is the same kind of thing to be careful about.
That's right.
Okay, so what other? So we got diabetes, we got pregnancy,
heart disease. They found that the bacteria that is indigenous to the mouth that cause gum disease has a possibility of causing a link with atherosclerosis.
How?
They just found it in researches. And the studies that are now showing that there is an inflammatory aspect to heart disease, well, the same thing is in periodontal disease.
So it's the same thing, and it could go through, like, my bloodstream from an opening in my mouth and go straight into my, like, heart and everything?
Correct.
What other? Okay, we got diabetes. We got bad breath. We got heart disease. We got pregnancy. Anything else I'm missing?
There's relationships with pancreatic disease. There's relationship with arthritis. So basically, the body, the mouth is the window to the body. So if you're finding diseases in the mouth, it can certainly affect the body.
Well, you know, you've got the three practices, so it makes it convenient to anybody in north part of Dade, in the south part of Dade. Why did you pick Key West?
It was an opportunity to go there. I've always wanted to try that area. And the patients are great. It gives me a break in my practice to go down and help the patients that don't have periodontists there.
Okay, so there's no periodontist?
No periodontist there.
Wow, in a city of what, 20, 30,000?
Yeah.
Okay, and we all know that they have teeth problems because I see the signs and everything. They're all descendants of pirates. Arr, so they all got the bad teeth.
That's right.
I guess it's from drinking all that rum and grog and such. But that's really a joke. We go down there all the time to my buddy's hotel, the Inn at Key West. So for the patients to take the Lanep, and that's what it is, right?
Lanep.
People that use Lanep therapy. Go over sort of what that is. I open my mouth. I put my head back. You stick me the needles and make me feel uncomfortable with that. I love the shot you give me in the palate. I'm going to get that no matter what. Yeah, right. So I sit in the chair. I tilt my head back. You tell me a bad joke. You don't have bad breath because you just used mouthwash yourself. What's next?
Essentially, the laser goes in. It removes only the diseased tissue. And then we use a piezoelectric scaler that shoots out a lot of antibacterial rinse. It flushes out the disease, the tartar, and then we basically seal up everything with the laser again. We check the bite, and you're on your way home.
So how long did this take?
A full mouth can be done in under 3 hours.
So under 3 hours, I'm sitting there, and that's opposed to, like, if you were, I guess you would, you only did like a quarter of the mouth at a time when you did the butchery with the scalpel and the screaming, right?
The artful butchery.
Yeah, the artful butchery, because you're the artful doctor. There you go. I got a little giggle in there. You're finally lightening up. You're finally, like, you got to get this dentist in here, and he starts talking. I mean, if I leaned my head back and said, and you stuck your finger in there, you couldn't shut up probably. All right. Now you're totally nervous. Okay. So you got the person. They're leaning back. Any anesthetic at all needed here?
Local anesthetic.
Local. Is that the shot that we're talking
about?
That's
the shot.
Yeah. But you do that thing with the little jiggly jiggly. That's so it
right.
doesn't really
so it's
hurt
real
that much. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And if I need it in the tush, you give me a little slap there.
Hey.
It doesn't hurt that bad. It doesn't hurt that bad.
They always give you a little pill too.
Okay. Well, I like the little pill, but not until I'm afterwards. I'm kind of worried about driving home with the little pill. And that's a good question. Does somebody need to be accompanied when they're having this thing done?
Only if they're sedated, but otherwise, no.
Okay, so they're not going to get sedated unless they're really problematic emotionally.
Correct.
Okay, so all those people that are problematic emotionally, you can go to Dr. Gut. He'll shoot you up and then do your mouth, but you got to have somebody.
There's little to no downtime.
Little to no downtime?
Yes.
So I can go, I can get this done, and then I can go to the ball game?
That's right.
I just don't want to yell too loud. David Stern would turn around and give me that wink, and I tell him, David, put the thing away that you're going to win the championship. Don't make it give it to the San Antonio Spurs. Now, if people want to find you, people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that, Dr. Gut?
My telephone number is 305-538-2112. You can also visit my website at www.southfloridaperio.com, P-E-R-I-O.
Okay, we have a lot of Jets fans that listen. So we ask that you say the phone number especially slowly for them.
305-538-2112. 2112.
You want to tell me your bad joke again?
No.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad you don't want to tell me that again. Listen, we've got Dr. Mark Gutt here. He's a well-educated local guy. Bilingual?
Yes, trilingual.
Trilingual? What's your third?
Hebrew.
No wonder your middle name is Israel.
There you go.
All right. See, I read the stuff you sent me. Anyway, we've had a great time here with Dr. Gutt. Stick with us. We're having Executive Health and Wellness Day. We had Dr. Mark Gutt. We're going to have next, we're going to talk with the folks from UHealth. We're going to have Dr. Beatrice Currier on. She handles what you do after you survived breast cancer. I'm going to want to hear about this. This sounds like an absolutely super segment. So if you have anybody that's fighting breast cancer, had breast cancer, know anybody that's involved with the topic, make sure you stick with us. We're going to talk about that right after this with our guests from UHealth, our sponsors at UHealth, who bring us this show every week. I want to thank Dr. Mark Gutt.
Thank you, Jim, for the opportunity. Look forward to being here next month and sharing more information.
All right. It's going to be better next month. You're going to be more relaxed. That's we'll give right. you a shot if we have to. Back after this. Dave, take it away.
Anybody's helping anyway.
All right.